Thornberry looked up at Jordan from beneath his shaggy brows.
Do you know?
What is it? Brandon demanded. Let's wait until the others get here, Jordan said. I'll explain it to all of you at once. Thornberry looked curious, Elise worried. Brandon put on the irritated look that Jordan had seen all his brother's life, half sulking, half impatience. One by one, the other members of the team filtered into the wardroom. Three more women, five men. They all looked uncertain, a bit shaky. Only to be expected after an 80-year sleep, Jordan thought. You didn't look too peppy yourself those first few minutes. How will they feel once they've heard the news I have to tell them? He asked himself. The others helped themselves to food and drink, then slowly sat at the tables and watched the screen displays from Earth. Brandon sat himself beside Elise and said,
All right, Jordy, we're all here. What is it that you've got to tell us?
Jordan stepped in front of the wall screen and looked at the 11 of them. Four women, seven men, their eyes focused on him.
I'm afraid I have some disappointing news, he began. There isn't going to be a backup mission.
What?
No backup, but the IAA. What do you mean?
There's been a second wave of greenhouse flooding, Jordan tried to explain. Even worse than the original floods 5 generations ago. The World Council has reneged on the backup missions. They've got too much reconstruction and resettlement to do.
But we've seen nothing about such flooding on the news vids, said Harmon Meek, springing to his feet.
The team's astrobiologist, Meek was a scarecrow of a man, tall and almost painfully thin, all bones and gangling limbs. He was dressed almost formally in a starched white shirt and a dark brown ascot, no less, with neatly creased trousers of charcoal gray. His thick mop of sandy blonde hair looked as if it hadn't seen a brush in 80 years. His eyebrows were so pale they were almost invisible, and the cold blue eyes beneath them looked terribly perplexed.
I'm afraid the vids were edited by the IAA, Jordan said.
Nonsense, Meek snapped. I don't believe you.
Jordan smiled wanly at the astrobiologist, so full of righteous indignation. He commanded the communication system to show Ionescu's message. Meek sank back into his chair, and the team watched the message from Earth, with its scenes of devastation, in shocked silence.
That's Volgograd, said Tanya Vereshkova in a choked whisper. Flooded. Look at the refugees. Miles of them.
So that's the situation, Jordan said once the images winked off. It doesn't change our circumstances, really. But it means that when we leave, there won't be a backup team to take over from us, or on its way. Jeffrey Hazard, the astronautical engineer and nominal captain of their ship, muttered, Just like Apollo.
What do you mean? Elise Rudaki said.
Hazard was an African-American from Pennsylvania, tall and rangy, his skin the color of mocha, his long-jawed face slightly horsey-looking, although his dark eyes were large and expressive. The first missions to the moon, he explained. They put a dozen men on the moon inside of a few years, then stopped altogether. It was more than half a century before anybody went back.
Well, Jordan said, trying to put up as good a face as possible, we all knew we'd be pioneers in exploring New Earth. Now we're even more so.
From his seat beside Elise, Brandon gave out a bitter laugh.
Pioneers, are we? We're all outcasts, that's what we are.
Outcasts, is it? Thornberry snapped.
Pointing to the wall screen displays of the news vids from Earth, Brandon said,
Outcasts? Gone and forgotten. 12 people sent to explore a planet, a whole world. Just the 12 of us.
Mildly, Jordan said to his brother,
Bran, we're merely the first 12 to be sent here. There will be others, you know, in time.
You think so?
Sooner or later. There's got to be.
Thornberry said,
We've got robots, remotely controlled roving vehicles, all sorts of sensors and satellites. There's more than just the 12 of us.
Think about it, Brandon replied, almost sneering. Think about what we're doing. We've spent 80 years getting here. 80 years. We're supposed to explore this planet for at least 5 years. Then we head back to Earth, another 80 years.
But we haven't aged, Elise said.
What of it? When we get back home, damned near 200 years will have passed. 200.